Coach, you talked about wanting your team to have come out with some confidence tonight. I thought they did that really well. You guys were up by 6 at the end of the first. You were up by 1 at the end of the first half. Talk about the start your team had here tonight.
No, I thought we did a good job, especially on the defensive end of the floor here in the first half of, you know, kind of being able to crowd some things up and being able to maybe double in some certain spots to kind of keep the basketball out of Zero's hands or make it a little bit frustrating or make it a little bit tough for him to finish. And, you know, I thought that led to some great baskets for us in the first half. I think we had some runouts. I think we had eight points in transition just from running the floor. And so those things are huge, and those are key for us to find some success, that's for sure.
And you were stressing that throughout the week, I'm sure, after the Mount St. Mary game. That's how you guys want to play going forward. You want to be a team that gets out and runs and hits shots in transition.
Yes, that's correct.
So talking a little bit about some of the individuals tonight, I thought this was Malik Kinney's best game of the year. He had 9 in the first half, finished with 18 tonight. Talk to me about what you saw from him.
Yeah, I thought Malik did a great job staying patient and staying ready to shoot the basketball. You know, we want to be a team that is kind of free-flowing and everybody can shoot it who's out there. You know, that's what we want to build towards. And Malik's a big part of that. He had a great game tonight. He did a nice job. You know, I think he was 4-for-8 behind the arc. So, you know, that's always a great thing. And he stayed patient. He did a nice job not trying to force things, even when things were going well. I think he scored 3 times in the paint, too, kind of in some transition and some timely cuts as well. So he did a great job tonight.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, because I think he only took 2 threes going into this game, and you mentioned it. He was 4-for-8 from 3 tonight. What has it taken for him to have the confidence to shoot the ball like he did tonight from beyond the arc?
You know, I think it's the continual work that we put in practice to wanting to be able to shoot the basketball. Malik's done a great job of kind of just staying after it, and we just want to continue discipline in the small things to be able to have a routine to our shot each time.
You talk about doing the little things throughout the season. What are some little things you want to carry from tonight into this 3-game homestand coming up?
Yeah, I think we want to be able to still snap the basketball around and share it really well. You know, sometimes it can get stuck a little bit, and, you know, that's not where we're good. We're good when, you know, that ball is able to snap around the perimeter a little bit, multiple guys touch it, we get a paint touch here and there, and we play inside and out. So that's what we want to continue to get better at.
Thank you, Coach. Safe drive back tonight.
Appreciate you. Thank you.